The Cardinals and the Marlins locking horns on Monday. Carlos Martinez's hair is back to normal and his pitching is following suit. But it was not his pitching that got him noticed in this one.
No, there were two outs. He's running as soon as the ball hit.
So he must have gotten a good jump. Yeah. But when I looked down at third, I mean, he was just getting
there.
Yes,
no doubt.
Yeah. Here's a ball lined to left. That's down in the left field corner. It's a hit for the pitcher. First ball hitting against Conley. That's going to empty the bases. And it's 3-0 St. Louis.
And that's why Chris Maloney held Molina at third base. Incredible. Molina, or Martinez, 0-for-11 on the season. A 179 lifetime hitter, jumps on the first one he sees, and he drives in three.
And just like that, the Redbirds are up 3-0.
Martinez to the plate, top of the order, Wong on deck. 2-2 pitch, line drive to left. Another hit for Martinez. Over to cut it off Ozuna, but around third Sierra. He'll score without a throw. How about this? It's a 4-RBI game for the pitcher, Carlos Martinez, and a 4-0 Cardinals lead in the fourth inning. On 3-1, Carpenter rips one fair inside the bag at first down into the right field corner. Martinez scores. Wong is being waved at third. Stanton's just getting that ball in the corner, so Wong's going to score, and Carpenter is in with a slide at third base. He's got himself a two-run triple, 6-0 Cardinals.
2-for-2 with 4 RBIs. And the infield in. Here's the 0-1, and a ball bounced to D. Gordon. He has it. He's coming home. And the ball skids right on past Realmuto to the backstop. Two runs will score. Home is Diaz. Right behind him, Tommy Pham. They get two more on an ugly play. Go back into some kind of a hitting slump. He was just 3-for-15 on the road trip. There he grounds a ball to the right side. Wong has this. Flips the ball to the first baseman for the out, 4-3, and Bohr is 0-for-3 on this night.
The Cardinals take it 9-4. It's their season-high fourth straight win. The Marlins, meanwhile, have dropped 4 of their last 5. Colton Wong stretched his career-long hitting streak to 13 games in the winning cause for the Redbirds. The wins have been tough to come by lately for the Marlins, as a 9-4 setback to the Cardinals on Monday was the Marlins' fourth loss in their last 5 games. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly on the setback to the Cardinals.
I wish I knew enough about pitch mechanics to be able to talk mechanically, but I really don't. But obviously, you know, the results weren't there tonight. Just seemed like a lot of balls flat up in the zone, you know, no real bite to the breaking ball. And just, you know, couldn't get the ball where he wanted to. It's something we've been talking about. You know, we talked about it, you know, earlier in the year with him. We talked about it in spring training. He's had some good outings, and then he's been, you know, had some really rough outings. Obviously, you don't want to get down to anyone, but that guy over there is pretty good. They have going tonight, and that's good stuff. And so that's not a guy that you're thinking you're going to go up and throw up 8 or 10 runs off of. You know, you feel like you're going to have to win 4-3, 5-4, or something. You got to, you know, give yourself a chance, stay in the game, and be able to, you know, get to him for a few. Make him work, and then, you know, get into a bullpen. That's that actually they just came off of a game yesterday where they were a little bit taxed. So we really weren't able to get to any of that. We just, you know, obviously get behind, and you know, you don't have the same at bats when you usually in the games like that.
Was it just a Dietrich at bat, or maybe a few others that you saw the
strikes? It's just not worth talking about. It's just never a winning situation for me or our team. Really, that, you know, parts talk, so it's just not even worth going into. Yeah, looks really good. Obviously, he's been really good all year long. You know, I told him when he came in, I think I like the last at bat as good as any of them. You know, once he hits a couple homers, guys have a tendency to get a little bit wild, and especially in a game like that. And he shoots that ball to right field, tells us that he's staying within his approach and in his game. So you'd love to see that. And because that's how it keeps continuing. If you keep having good at bats, you can stay hot. If you start getting wild and getting into some habits that you don't want, but really proud of that last at bat that he had.
Adam Conley did not have one of his finer performances on Monday, as most of the damage done against him was done by his counterpart, Carlos Martinez. Here is Conley talking about his tough night on the mound and a 9-4 loss to St. Louis.
It's not very good. There's no real other way to put it. Wasn't able to miss bats when I needed to. 3 walks, not very efficient, you know, the pitch count running up, and, you know, between the 3 pitches at times, one or the other would be good, and I just didn't really have that consistency throughout the start. In general today, it just seemed like I had a tough time kind of reading what the guys were on time for. And so a lot of times, like, I kind of have almost a premonition or a gut feeling when I'm watching the swings where I may not be able to tell you exactly what it is I saw that makes me feel compelled to throw the next pitch, but a lot of times I have a good feeling of what I'm trying to do there, and so I'm able to at least get soft contact or kind of mess timing up and everything. And my hat's off to the Cardinals. I wasn't really able to pick that up very well today. So when that's the case and JT puts a sign down, I need to be able to execute that pitch, and I just didn't execute it today.
Adam Wainwright squares off with Dan Straley on Tuesday.